Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Guthrie Center Mayor Dennis Kunkel about 2018 and what he looks forward to for the city next year. For listeners who may not know, Dennis, how long have you been the mayor of Guthrie Center?
I guess it's been about 35, 36 years now.
Wow, that's a long tenure, I'd say. For 2018, if we can take a look back on the year, what do you think were some highlights in the Guthrie Center community for you?
Well, we got the Christmas lights up at the park. That's always a big deal. And we did something new this year. We put a little box down at the park for donations. We've always just done it. And have a soup supper every year to raise a little funds to help defray our expenses, but that seems to be going okay. So, yes, that's the highlight here in Guthrie. Another highlight, I guess, is the cross street, all the Williams building. The Main Street organization purchased that building, and we're now in the process of getting it fixed up so that it's more usable. We've got one part of the bottom floor down in the to Genesis of Jefferson, Iowa, and the other side, and make it an office there. It'll be available for rent whoever. And then eventually the long-run plan is to go up to second, third floors and do those floors and, you know, make it a usable, livable space. I guess that's what's going on there. I guess I do have to say we have a water project in the work. We have to build a new holding cell for water supply. So we're looking at moving forward with that. And
earlier you said you now have a donation box at Mitchell Park for the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Who are the group of people who head that up, the lighted park?
Well, my wife and I started that probably 5 years ago, and then Jim and Joe Lockery involved pretty much right off the bat. So it's mainly Jim and Joe Lockery and my wife and I that kind of headed up and worked and tell people where to set up displays and just go that way. We have people want to put up displays, and we encourage them, and it worked out real well. If you haven't been to our park in the evening sometime, you should just drive down through it. It's really pretty. It's a little light this year, but I think part of the reason was we had such a cold fall that nobody felt like getting out and putting up displays because it's so terribly cold. But it's a nice display, and Betty Simmons puts up a really nice display every year, and that's worth driving through the park. It's just great.
Yeah. And do you know how long the park will be lit this year?
Oh, we'll keep it lit through the first of the year.
And as mayor, were there any teachable moments for you in the past year?
You know, I've been doing this for about 35, 36 years, and I'm constantly learning. Mm-hmm. When you think you've got something figured out, something happens that kind of misdirects you or changes your mind on things. So it's a constant learning experience. You just go forward and try to make everything work every year. And I think this year's been no exception. We've got along pretty well and gotten some things done. So it's just a constant learning experience.
And you've been mayor for such a long tenure. What do you think are the qualities that it takes to be a mayor for a city council like Guthrie Center and successfully guiding the council on regular matters?
Mainly, I think you have to be the type of person that can listen to what the council's thinking on certain issues and trying to maintain a level of balance and just thinking things through and letting people speak their minds, which I want, and then come to a decision on whatever it is, whatever it agrees and goes along. So it's just mainly listening to what the council has to say, interpreting what they see
And what do you enjoy out of being mayor and continuing to serve the city of Guthrie Center?
Oh, well, my time is about up. I might as well tell you that as mayor, but I guess I just always enjoy being involved in the community and listening to council and getting their views on this and that, and I've just kind of always enjoyed it. It's been fun.
Have you already decided that this term is your last, or you haven't decided yet?
I haven't decided for sure, but more likely, yes, it's my last term.
Okay.
It's just time for somebody younger to step into the role and carry it forward. So, yeah, I'm about to end my rope. I've done about everything that I thought I could do, so it's time for me to step aside. So this is probably going to be my last term.
And so for this final year, are there any projects or goals that you have or things that you would like to see make progress in the next coming year for the city?
Well, other than a continuation of projects that already started, I just would like to see more economic development. We're working on that. We did a Down Street downtown project here a few years ago that really changed our landscape downtown, the fronts of our buildings and so on. I'd like to see more of that down the road because economic development comes in different forms. We've got growth from within the city, and you got that growth coming from outside the city. So it's just working through all that and trying to take your opportunities when they're there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the Guthrie Center residents wrapping up 2018?
Oh, I'd just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and hope they have a good year. So I guess that's it. Just hope everybody gets along good this year, Christmas year. Have a safe holiday season. I won't come from and wish everybody.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie Center Mayor Dennis Kunkel. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.